There's been a helicopter crash at Bankstown Airport. Now, emergency services were called at about 2 p.m. It's a multi-agency response. Two people have been treated by paramedics. And from what we can see, and based on the photos I've seen of this, it's a miracle that, from what we can see, no one's been killed or seriously hurt. Adam Jubri is with Fire and Rescue New South Wales. He's on the line. Hello, Adam. What can you tell us?
Yeah, g'day, James. Yeah, I think any time an aircraft does hit the ground that way, for people to walk away is a miraculous event. So, look, it was about 2 o'clock. We've got, we've sent a number of fire trucks with other emergency services, paramedics and police. Now, two people have walked away. They have suffered minor injuries, were assessed by paramedics, but weren't transported. Now, our firefighters had to deal with a minor fuel spill, a flammable spill. But just as importantly, these aircraft are made up of composite materials. Now, when they break up and the fibres become loose, they can become a health hazard. So what our firefighters do when they're trained in hazardous materials response, they actually apply a binding solution over it, a glue, to bring that all down, and they picked up some of those spaces, pieces, so the recovery people can get in a bit safer and recover this aircraft.
Thank you, Adam. All over it, as always. We appreciate your time. Adam Jubri, Superintendent from Fire and Rescue New South Wales, and having a look at the photo of this helicopter, this small helicopter, which is on its side on the grass, and you can see the fire crews in the background. It's a miracle that no one was seriously hurt or killed.